السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of مركز صحابة, voice of أهل السنة والجماعة. We come to you live from our studio in Johannesburg, South Africa. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته to our esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. Alhamdulillah, we come to you from the studio in Durban this beautiful Monday morning, the 21st of October, the 17th of Rabiul Akhir, 1446. Assalamu ala man ittaba al-huda, and greetings to our non-Muslim listeners. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين أوفوا عهده الذين هم مفاتيح الرحمة ومصابيح الغرر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الدين النصيحة. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban to you on this beautiful Monday morning. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you and Afa with afiat and good health. May Allah ta'ala accept the khidmat of deen. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum maana Salim Kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 17th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 39, and that is Surah Az-Zumar and verses 19, 20, 21. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala poses a rhetorical question, istifham inkar. أَفَمَنْ حَقَّ عَلَيْهِ كَلِمَةُ الْعَذَابِ. So what, the person against whom the word and the verdict of azab and punishment has already been issued, can anybody save him from the fire? Obviously, none will be able to save him from the fire once Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has passed that verdict against that person or people. So why Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, لا يبدل القول لدي وما أنا بظلام للعبيد. I don't change my verdict, and Almighty Allah never makes zulam and oppresses the servants. When a person enters Jannah, Jannat al-Firdaus and Paradise, is rahmatan wa fadlam in Allah, the grace, mercy, benevolence of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And when a person enters Jahannam and the Hellfire, it is adalam min Allah, the justice system of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Then Almighty Allah addresses the Master alayhi salatu salam, but again the meaning will be more towards me and you as well. Afa anta? So what will you be able to, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tunqidhu man finnar, save and rescue the person who is destined to go to Jahannam, the hellfire? Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's own uncle, paternal uncle, chacha, kaka, Abu Talib, Almighty Allah speaks of him. Innaka la tahdi man ahbabta walakin Allah yahdi man yasha. Verily, you could not give guidance to whom you love, Abu Talib or anybody else. Walakin Allah yahdi man yasha. Allah alone gives hidayat and guidance to whomsoever He wishes. So each one of us should understand this, that we must make effort and call people towards Iman and Islam. But if that person there dies on kufr and shirk and blasphemy, polytheism, idol worship, and is sane and mature, then they will be dispatched to Jahannam and the hellfire, and we can do nothing about them. Remember this. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, you find that Abu Talib is being punished, and he's given the lightest punishment, but he thinks that he will receiving the greatest and the worst punishment, and it will continue forever and eternally. So therefore, me and you daily should beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, Tawaffani Muslima wa Alhiqni Bis Salihin. Chapter 12, O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, let me die and pass away with Iman and Islam, and unite me with the pious and devout servants. And then Allahumma ajirna minan nar, 7 times after Fajr Salat, 7 times after the Maghrib Namaz and Maghrib Salat. The hadith is mentioned in Abu Dawood. So for people like us who pass away with Iman and Islam, and that becomes the best day in our life, look at our brother Al-Mujahidul Kabir, Yahya Sinwar. Right till the end, he took them on, and then he wrote his name in the Islamic history and inspires millions of people right at his last moments also. People made propaganda, he gone to Qatar, he's there in the tunnels, and he is surrounded by the hostages. Nay, he was sending the chutlas and dispatching them straight to hell. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Lakin illadheena attaqaw rabbahum. But those people who have taqwa and they fear Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, all times, all places, they fulfill the rights and obligations of Almighty Allah, they pray P-R-A-Y to Almighty Allah and do not pray P-R-E-Y on the creation of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, lahum ghurafum min fawqiha, for them is lofty, lofty mansions, and they are stacked upon one upon the other. You know, you have 1,000 meters and so forth and so on, you understand? That big, you understand? That buildings and so forth, that towers and what have you. So lahum ghurafum min fawqiha, ghurafum mabaniya, so they are piled up one on the other, and they are built like that. Now imagine, this is not according to this worldly standards, this is according to Almighty Allah in the year after. Ma la aynun ra'at, what no eye has ever seen, wa la udhunun sami'at, what no ear has ever heard about, wa la khatara ala qalbi bashar, what no mind can perceive and conceive and understand. So it's beyond our comprehension and perception. We should be very clear. So this lofty mansions, and stacked and piled upon one another, and they are built like that and established like that. Hurafum mabniyatun tajri min tahtiha al-anhar, and beneath that there are the streams and the rivulets flowing of water, of honey, and you must remember alcohol, but that is ladhatul lisharibin, pure, not intoxicating and so forth, and of milk and so forth. All this enshrined in a noble Quran. Wa'ada Allah. That is the promise of Almighty Allah. And who is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? How you see the sun rises with precision, accuracy. How the sun sets with precision and accuracy. La yukhlifu Allahul mi'ad. Almighty Allah will never go contrary to His promises. He will always honor and fulfill His promise. That is the promise of Almighty Allah Jalla ولا ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة. Ya Allah, never ever disgrace us on the day of justice. إِنَّكَ لَا تُخْلِفُ الْمِيعَادِ. Verily, you do not go contrary to your promises. Chapter 3, verse 194. So these are the type of verses we should be beharting, memorizing, begging, petitioning Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. See, we're receiving rain in some parts of South Africa, Africa and the world. So what does Almighty Allah teach us about the rain? Alam tara. What don't you see, O human being? أَنَّ اللَّهَ أَنزَلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً. That verily Almighty Allah sends down from the sama, ذِكْرُ الْمَحَلْ وَمُرَادُ الْحَالِ. Sama means مَا فَوْقَ الرُّؤُوسِ, whatever is above our head. So it refers to the clouds. مَاءً, from the clouds Almighty Allah sends down the droplets of rain. And when it rains, we should just take our fingers, our hand out first, split second, and read Hadithu Ahadin bi Rabbi, authentic hadith in Muslim Sharif, the latest bounty from my Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So minas sama ima'a, so the water came down, the rain came down, the droplets of rain came down from the clouds. Fasalakahu yanabi'a fil ard, and then it flows and flows. Where? Yanabi'a. Yanabi, the plural of yambu, and that refers to the springs. So now the water enters into the springs, it enters into the fountains and so forth. Fil ard, in the land, in the sand. And then what do you see after the rain? You just look at your grass, you look at your flora, you look at your fauna, and you see it shining, glittering. A new lease of life it has received. Thumma yukhriju bihi zara'an mukhtalifa. Thereafter, then you see Almighty Allah produces, because of the rain, zara'an mukhtalifa, different red crops, different their vegetation, different, you must remember, farms, and what you will see. So it has a general connotation, remember that. Mukhtalifan alwanuhu, and different colors, different use, sizes, shapes, and yeah, it refers to the colors as well. One type of rain, and different colors. Diversity in unity, and unity in diversity. Kudrat ka karishma, the manifestation of the mercy of Almighty Allah. Who is making all that happen? A scientist? A professor? Some organization? Some government? Hasha wa kalla, never ever. It is Almighty Allah Jalla wala alone. Thumma yahiju, then it withers away. You see, now you will see it's getting lackluster. فَتَرَاهُ مُسْفَرًّا, hence you see it now yellowish and so forth. ثُمَّ يَجْأَلُهُ حُطَامًا, and then Almighty Allah makes it so dry, it just crumbles away and it falls away to pieces. حُطَامًا, إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَذِكْرَى لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, indeed in that there are lessons for who? For people of true intelligence. When we were young, we could then pick up so many heavy things, we could run so fast, but then as time passes on, we get weaker and weaker, and then eventually we pass away and we leave this world. So that is the greatest time we have to beg Almighty Allah daily. Oh Almighty Allah, make that day, Allahumma jal khayra ayyamina yawma nalqaka fi, the best day in our life, the day we come to meet you. And we recite in the kalima tayyiba, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. So that is the passport to eternal success and eternal prosperity. So that is what the Muslims' aspirations, hope should be, that Almighty Allah keeps us with iman. Chapter 3, verse number 8, Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana till the end. And chapter 12, verse 101, Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bis salihin. Then inshallah we will be min al-faizin wal-faizat, those who are the successful people in this world and in the year after. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 17th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1446, Gaza genocide, day number 381. We present to you the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, and globally, internationally. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Allahu Akbar. Remember that one of the biggest colonels and officers in the Israeli army yesterday was dispatched straight to hell. Colonel Ahsan, they call him. But he's not Ahsan, he's Aswa. Ahsan means the best, and Aswa means the worst. So he was the worst of the worst. Yesterday I sent out the names on my phone, 071-888-1184, on the status, 6 colonels. So these are the best guys in the army. What their names, who have been dispatched straight to hell. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Allahu Akbar, we praise you alone, O Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, for your ever showering favors and bounties upon us and upon our mujahideen. Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. 36 jutlas dispatched to hell and more than 50 injured. You see, they firing indiscriminately and throwing drones and throwing dust and throwing dust and all these things. So one, two of them, our Palestinians, Hamas found, and then they sent it back, returned to sender, and then they blew them up to pieces and dispatched them to hell. So that is with the mercy and grace of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. So one settler, one bullet will settle the issue forever. Remember that in northern Gaza, there is like a holocaust going on there, and they are murdering, killing our people there, and the Arab regimes, and the Muslim countries, and the Western countries, the haramis, and the hypocrites, and the United Nations, United States, United Kingdom, all of them, Germany and France and whole lot, remember, accomplice in this genocide, for they know very well what they did, but the fighting goes on, the resistance goes on, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Israel thinks it can do whatever it wants to. There in Beirut, in Lebanon, Israel demolishes the watchtower of the United Nations. See, deliberately they did it. And the United Nations spokesperson said so. It was a deliberate act by the army, Israeli army. So that is what they are. They are murderers, they are rapers, and they are the people who are the worst of the worst, mal'uneen, a cursed nation they are. Therefore, we agree. You must remember what Malema and EFF, when they posed the question to C.R. Cyril Ramaphosa, when will South Africa sever all diplomatic ties with the rogue regime of Israel, as they are murderers and rapers and so forth. Bibi's house was badly damaged in Caesarea. So remember that now from there, Yemen, the Houthis have fired. That when he came back from America, after lying to the United Nations and making propaganda, they targeted his plane and caused damage. Now they targeted his house. So he is urinating in his pants. That next is me, and I can't hide anywhere, and so forth. Germany and United Kingdom have signed a historic pact. Both of them, our enemies and the enemies of Muslims and the enemies of the Palestinians. Whoever is the enemy of Palestinians is our enemy, and we will name them, shame them, and nail them without fear and favor, just like America. America, Israel, the biggest terrorists and the biggest troublemakers on this earth. Israel is targeting the Qarz-e-Hassan. Qarz-e-Hassan means those banks that give you a soft loan, that there is no interest involved. So last night, there in Beirut and surroundings, they were targeting and bombing the banks. Can you believe that? And they feel anything they can do, they will get away with impunity, because it's election year and America can't tell them anything, and they hold the veto, and the world must just look at them. These are the biggest mufsideen, troublemakers, mischief makers, and they are the people who have promoted the pornography, the gay brigade from those days. Therefore Hitler sorted them out and dispatched them to hell as well. Therefore we agree with Hitler on many issues we disagree with him, but on some issues, many issues, we agree with him also, depending how you want to look at it. Chapter 39, verse number 40, Rabbin surni ala al-qawm al-mufsideen. Nabi Lut alayhi salam read that dua and supplication against the gay community, and Almighty Allah jalla wala punish them. So may Almighty Allah punish the jutlas, who are the zalimeen, the usurpers, everything of the Palestinians. They just want to steal and occupy and so forth and so on. So yeah, you must remember that Russia wants an African country on the United Nations Security Council, and they must have the rights of veto and so forth as the Big Five. Yeah, in Kruger Park you have the Big Five. So there at United Nations you have the Big Five: America, Russia, China, France, and Great Britain, as they call themselves. There's nothing great about them, but anyway, there's no African country, and it seems that they are proposing that South Africa should get that seat and so forth. Imagine if South Africa gets that seat. So they must remember, we so corrupted ourselves that they'll corrupt the United Nations also, maybe. Allah alone knows. Elon Musk, born in South Africa, is offering people money to vote for Trump and so forth, but they will tell you that the elections is free and fair. Is this not corruption and so forth? They're spending millions and millions and so forth. But for us, the third world countries, Africa, Arab countries, Muslim countries, they will tell you that there was, remember, vote rigging and so forth. So American elections from 2000 onwards, remember, all rigged, and every time there's problems, and this time also there will be problems. The Israeli army, you must remember, is exhausted, and now they can't go and fight. They told the Nahal Brigade. Nahal Brigade means the brigade of the bees. You see that? Nahal, Surah An-Nahl, chapter 16, that you must go there. So only 1/6, 1/5, 20% of them reported for duty, because our mujahideen have finished them up. Their morale is low, and now they don't know what to do, and our Palestinians are resisting. And with the martyrdom of Yahya Sinwar, so this has now reignited the fervor, the zeal, the enthusiasm. That is Qaiduna, our leader, without fear and favor. So therefore, we need to be very clear on these issues. 7 dead in United States in dock accident. So there, that one ship or something was docking, you see, and then some big problem, and 7 people dead. So we have no sympathy, empathy for these American jutlas and whoever else who are supporting the genocide there in Palestine. Israel attacks, you must remember, Beirut, as I told you just now, the banks and so many other people. They just send leaflets, you must evacuate. Where must the people go? Gaza, you must evacuate. Where the hell must they go? You're murdering, killing so many millions of people and so forth in your past 76 years. So what do you expect? In Cuba, blackout, the whole country basically, 10-11 million people, complete blackout, and now they're expecting storms and so forth. So there, Allah make easy for them. Remember this, they are the arch enemy of America. Whoever will be the enemy of America, we will be their friend also. Friend in this world, meaning not that we agree with them and so forth. BRICS challenging America's status as the superpower and so forth. So Putin and Russia are saying that now we can take you on, America, because more and more countries want to join us, and we are a force to be reckoned with and so forth and so on. So yeah, now the local news, views, interviews. So thunderstorms in Gauteng on Monday. So ask Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for Afia. Allah Jalla Wala grant us safety, comfort, protection. There is no damage of life. life and livestock and, you know, houses, shops and so farms and plantations and what have you. So always beg Almighty Allah for protection. Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 64. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Listen to this news now. The former Joburg mayor, Johannesburg mayor, Kabelo. So Kabelo is arrested. He belongs to Al Jama'a party. He was running a scheme, you know, telling people that, you know, I have funeral policies and I have this policy. He had nothing and he usurped, it is alleged, that he usurped the money of the people and stole it and what have you. So now he was arrested and he went himself and handed himself over because he knew he's in big trouble. Now, if this is the condition of your mayor or former mayor, it speaks volumes, you know. Hawks and the ANC. I'm sorry about that. The Hawks and the ANC investigating the Free State Premier. The Free State Premier currently, remember, that is Letoso or whatever. You know, sometimes these names are so difficult for us to pronounce. So you must remember this mayor, yeah, they say involved in huge corruption. ANC member and the Premier. So one side is ANC doing internal investigation and the Hawks doing theirs. So another one corrupted. I wonder how many honest politicians we have, majority of them, that we are 100% sure of, that they are corrupted to the core, and so forth and so on. And then the matric exams will start today also. So students are sending me messages last night. How many of them? What must we read? What must we read? So read Surah Yasin, read two rakat salat, give out charity, read Ya Fattahu, Ya Fattahu, Ya Allah, remove all the obstacles, impediments, and inshallah, Allah will make easy. All said and done in South Africa, our education levels have reached such a low that it is not worth the paper on which is written the matric certificate. Where in the world are you going to go with a matric pass of 35%, 40%? And you just look at the level of the education. You ask people to spell, you ask people to calculate, and so forth. They can't do so without a calculator, they can't do so without a tablet, they can't do so by memory, and so forth and so on. When we were in school in the 60s, you know, now that's like now 60 years ago, so they used to teach us all this by rote, by, you know, by memory. They asked you 12 times 8, 12 times 5, 12 times that, and you just had to answer and so forth. So sometimes these youngsters, I ask them, you know, none of them really can give quick answers, you must remember. They have to look for their tablet or look for their calculator and what have you. So that is a tragedy of South African education and syllabi. Okay, remember, today our program's 8:30 to 9. Mona Zahid Khan will interview me. We will discuss the halal and haram industry in the world, South Africa, Africa and the whole world, that what happens in a case like that. Today, inshallah al-Aziz, we will start with chapter number, the juz number 7, part number 7 of the Noble Quran, and that is chapter 5, verse number 83 of the Noble Quran, وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا, the 7th supara in our tafsir, and thereafter we will have our report back, and that will be a trip to Richards Bay, wonderful program there, alhamdulillah, in Richards Bay and in Pangani, and mashallah, then when we came back, we had program in Heidelberg also, mashallah, with Allah Ta'ala's help. And it's a wonderful, wonderful program. Allah reward all the trustees and ulama and imams and so forth and so on. And then tonight, inshallah al-Aziz, on Sirius FM, Radio Al-Ansar International, and on Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we'll have the Q&A with Hafiz Hussain Wadi, inshallah, inshallah al-Aziz. Allah Jalla Wala accept us for his deen. Barakallah. G. Masalim Kareem, we have 16, 17 minutes to fire up a rapid, quick fire, you understand, Q&A. So let's fire up, inshallah, Aziz.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. That Mufti Sahab, in the month of Ramadan, is it afdal to make tawaf or umrah?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Anytime you want to discuss any issue, our first point of reference must be the Quran Sharif. Our first point of reference must be the actions of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the speech Mubarak, teaching, preaching of the Master Alayhi Salatu Salam. And that we will find in the Sunnah Mubarakah, chapter 3, verse 31. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you really love Almighty Allah, follow me, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, immaculately. Yuhbibkumullah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah jalla wala, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and your sins will be forgiven. Chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran, verse 31. In the Hadith Sharif, and the Hadith is authentic in Muslim Sharif, khudu anni manasikakum, take from me your actions of Hajj and Umrah and so forth. And in Tirmidhi Sharif, the hadith is mentioned, man tafa bil bayti khamsina marra kharaja min zunubihi kayawmin waladatu ummuhu. Whosoever performs 50 tawaf, one tawaf comprises 7 circuits, 7 round. So 350 times you will go round the Baytullah in 50 tawaf around the Kaaba Musharrafa. So that person there will be pure and cleansed from his vices and sins on the day of Qiyamah, inshallah, through the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. So to make kathratul tawaf, to make more tawaf, is better than making kathratul umrah, than making more umrah. MashaAllah, Mawana, you know very well, we all were together. In 74, we were together with Hazrat bin Nuri rahimahullah for umrah, and in Medina, we were together with Hazrat bin Nuri rahimahullah, that in Hajj in 1975, so Hazrat sometimes used to have like an informal majlis and just start speaking and so. So he said, Jawani ka zamana tha, hum 32 martaba, 33 martaba, yawmiya tawaf karte the. Daily we used to make 32-33 tawaf per day. So therefore we say, in the light of Quran Sharif and Sunnah, whether it is Ramadan or whether it is the other 11 months, to make more tawaf is great and superior than making more umrah. So we should get our priorities right regarding that issue as well.
Mufti Saab, can a group of girls fly in this way with no mahrams? A mahram drops them up and picks them up, but the girls fly alone. Is this jais or not?
Totally haram. So what's happening is, the lady, now the father goes drop them here in Johannesburg, and then they will fly from Johannesburg to Durban, Cape Town, Maputo, wherever, and then another mahram, their brother or uncle, will pick them up there. But the fact remains, they are flying that for hundreds of kilometers, thousands of kilometers, without a mahram, without their husband. Mahram means a person they can't marry, their father, their brother, their son, their uncle, father's brother, mother's brother. So remember, that is haram according to all four schools and not permissible.
Mufti Saab, can a person read Salah on a plane?
Not can you read, you must read Salat on the plane. How many times? Over 100 times, 1,000 times, with all our overseas travels, we had to read Salat in the plane and so forth. So remember, therefore, in those days, I used to love traveling on Emirates and so forth. Now we don't travel with them, because remember, they have normalized ties with the rogue apartheid Nazi regime of Israel and so forth. So I'm not saying it's haram, but for us, it's a moral issue. So best is we abstain from all these haramis and so forth. So they used to always accommodate us and tell us, take this blanket, go there, read Salat there, and so forth and so on. So when you are traveling by plane, by train, so whatever it is, so you face the Qibla, you stand and you read your Salat. If you sat and you read, and now you didn't read towards Qibla, or you just sat, so it's good that at least you read, but still in that case there, when you reach your destination, stand, then you will have to repeat that salat. But if you stood and you were facing Qibla, then there's no need to repeat that salat. That salat is totally valid and is compulsory for you to read salat on time. Remember, what good is that umrah? Umrah, most to most, the minor pilgrimage, is sunnah. And now you must sing your fajr, your asr, maghrib, isha, salat, and so forth. So what good is that? So that is unacceptable. So we must ensure safaran wa hadaran, wherever we are, we have to read our 5 daily salat at home or whilst on a journey, on a plane or on a train.
Mufti Sahib kindly explained that hadith Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, consume the milk and fat of cows, however beware of its meat. Indeed, its milk and fat are medicine and a cure. Its meat is illness. Does this mean that we shouldn't eat beef?
As long as the animal is slaughtered in a prescribed manner and so forth, so it is permissible, there's no problem, but not excessively. Every day we just eating and all that, so much, you must remember. You know, in English there's some nice sayings as well, too much of a good thing is bad. So that is the real meaning of the hadith and saying and so forth. So it's not that to tell us that you can't eat beef or you can't eat mutton or you can't eat this, you can't eat chicken. You can eat all of that is permissible, provided that it is slaughtered in the proper manner and in the prescribed manner, not stunning and all that. All these animals that are stunned, that is absolutely haram. The act of stunning the animal is haram, is torture in Islam. Inna Allah katab al-ihsan ala kulli shay'in fa idha dhabahtum fa ahsinu. That Allah Jalla wala has written and recorded and prescribed for all, every creation, there must be ihsan. We must do good for them. Therefore, when we slaughter, it must be done in a humane manner and not like what we are doing today. Today is maximum amount must be slaughtered, killed and sacrificed, whatever it is, by the Jews, Christians, non-Muslims, Muslims, and for maximum amount of profit, P-R-O-F-I-T. So that is the main rationale. So obviously that is haram and not permissible.
Mufti Sahib, when relocating and to pass all borders and customs with ease, what du'as can we read?
Whenever I'm traveling a big journey, long journey, going here and there overseas or here also, so remember for 3-4 days and so forth, so then I try and make Khatmul Quran. Say for example, I'm traveling this afternoon or tomorrow, just example, I just came back now, so we're not going anywhere now, anywhere far. So remember that in a case like this, so you complete the Quran Sharif and you make dua, and all ways we have found that Allah Jalla wa'ala makes our journey bil izzati wal afiya wal karama, with honor, dignity, safe and sound. You hardly will have any problem. So try and do that, complete the entire Quran Sharif and then make dua. Duas are accepted at that time. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the sahabi, beloved companion of the Master alayhi salam, when he, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, arrived in Madinah Munawwara, his honorable mother Umme Sulaim brought him and said, this is my son, he will be your khadim and so forth. How intelligent they were. She is Umme Sulaim and she is in Medina Munawwara. Her sister is Umme Haram and she is the wife of Ubadah bin Samit. So Umme Haram buried in Cyprus, Ubadah bin Samit buried there next to Aqsa. So where and where sahaba, male and female are. So in a case like that, he Anas radiallahu and used to make special dua on the occasion of Khatmul Quran and gather all his children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, whoever were available. So that is your dalil, go open. A dalil means evidence and proof. And that is the mention in the Arba'in, the 40 ahadith compilation by Allama Nawawi rahimahullah. Read, if you can't read the entire Quran, read the entire Surah Baqarah. Iqra Surah Al-Baqarah, read Surah Baqarah, chapter 2. comprising 286 verses. فَإِنَّ أَخْذَهَا بَرَكَةٌ, it will bring barakah and blessing. وَتَرْكَهَا حَسْرَةٌ, and you don't read it, it will be a means of regret and remorse and afsos. Remorse and afsos. You see, it rhymes also. وَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُهَا الْبَطَلَةٌ, and the evil forces can never overpower it. Give out charity, inshallah, everything will be easy and Allah's mercy will come. Chapter 7, verse 151. وَدَخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Oh, beloved Allah, include us in your special mercy, whilst you, Ya Allah, alone, you are أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, the most merciful one to show mercy.
Mufti Sahib, I remember you mentioned it's best to make nikah on a Friday. What time is appropriate time for the nikah to be performed?
The best time for nikah, remember, is Friday, and the best place is the masjid. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, he Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, A'linun nikah. Therefore, we have that, you know, program on Friday morning. Alhamdulillah, Mona Zahid Khan conducts it between 10 and 10:30 every Friday morning. Nikah announcements. So even now, you can start sending in your nikah announcements. 084-786-3132 on the tablet, and send a WhatsApp, or send it to my personal number 071-888-1184. And don't make long stories. If I see long story, I don't even read it, I just delete. I don't have time for all these things here. So remember, we inundated with queries and questions. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So keep it short and sweet. So now your sister, daughter is getting married. Now there's a message from the father, then the mother, then the sister, we don't want all this. Just send us the nikah announcement and then we'll announce it, insha'Allah al-Aziz. وَجَعَلُوهُ فِي الْمَسَاجِدِ, and perform the nikah in the masjid. And what time? On a Friday. The Friday is Sayyidul Ayyam, between Asr and Maghrib, and that is Sa'atun Mustajaba. Duas are accepted that time, so that is our suggestion to all parties.
Mufti Sahib, a son saw a girl, boy and girl like each other, both made istikhara, both are positive, want to get married. Girl's parents don't want her to get married. Girl begging to take her away and make nikah. What should we do?
First thing, we will tell the boy and the girl, they must never run away. There will be never khair, barakah in such, and you will be committing a haram and so forth. Now, in this case, you the boy, you the girl, you all say, you all made istikhara, both of you are positive, but the girl's father, the girl's parents are saying no. So now we have to ask the reason, why is the father saying no? Is the boy a Shia, a Qadiani? Is the boy a Shia sympathizer? Are his beliefs corrupted and so forth and so on? Then he's 100% justified. Remember, he must say no in those cases. The boy's income is haram. The boy does not read Salat. The boy mocks Islam and so forth. So there could be a variety of reasons. We don't know the exact reason. But if it is because, you must remember, the jat mentality, gam mentality, that the boy is a maimon and the girl, remember, is a surti. The boy is a surti and the girl is Urdu speaking and all that. So in Islam, all that is no, you understand, basis. So Quran is very clear on that. Chapter 49, verse number 13. Ya ayyuhan nas, inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa unsa, wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'arafu. O humankind, we created you from male and female. Nabi Adam alayhi salam and Sayyidah Hawa radiallahu anha, Adam and Eve. We made you into different nations and tribes. Lita'arafu, so that you recognize one another. Lita'arafu means recognize one another. People who are involved in interfaith and all that, and they say all religions are equal and no religion is better than the other, straight away they murtad out of the fold of Islam. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum, verily that those people who will be the most honorable by Allah who have Iman, Islam, Taqwa and all that. You can't have Taqwa without Iman and Islam, obviously. So we must be very clear on that Surah 49 verse 13. Oh, the father and them are refusing because his complexion is a little bit dark and so forth and so on. So these are not valid reasons. So in a case like that, you sister, then you can seek permission from your father's brother, or you must remember somebody from your father's side and so forth, and then you go ahead with a nikah, it will be valid. But all said and done, that's also not something we will encourage. My advice to you will be, it's haram for you all to run away and get somebody just to make your nikah. Get some senior members of the family involved and discuss the issue. You some ulama in your town, city, wherever, that you have confidence in them, get them involved, and inshallah ask Allah for khair and goodness. 99% of the time, we will always advise you, our daughters, listen to your parents, and then you must remember, take decision. Don't be blind. Hubbuka shay yu'mi wa yusim. When you love somebody, you love something, you become blind and become deaf. The hadith in Mishkat Sharif. I said 99% of the time. Why? Because sometimes the parents, they give wrong mashura. They will tell you to marry the Shia, Qadiani, and so forth. So then obviously you don't listen to them.
Can I use zakat funds on my grandparents?
Totally haram for zakat. You must remember, you can't give zakat to your parents, grandparents, great grandparents. You can't use zakat funds for your children, grandchildren, great grandchildren. All haram. And if you did so, then that zakat is not valid. You will have to repay it. We must be clear on that issue. And on that, there's consensus according to all four schools of thought. Remember, of jurisprudence. Yes, you can pay zakat sideways. That is, your uncle, auntie, your brother, your sister, your nephew, your niece, provided that they are Muslim, Muslima, and they are really poor. And if it's females and so forth, you must see whether they possess jewelry and so forth. So many a time our people are giving zakat to a lady or a family, but that lady has so many pieces of jewelry and so forth, then to give them zakat is not permissible, is haram and so forth. Jazakallahu khairan, inshallah, every day 5 to 4 azan, and then the program will start. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Allahi wa barakatuh.